Picture this. God comes to you and tells you, I'm going to bless you with a son. I know you've been looking for one for many years, but very soon I'm going to bless you with one. Then you stay on for very many years, you don't get a son. Then at the age of 99, a miracle happens. An angel comes to you and tells you, at a time like this next year, you'll be holding a baby in your hands. At 99. You know, that's almost impossible, right? Especially when you're looking at your wife and realize that she's 90 years old. I mean, if it was today, menopause happens from nowadays as early as 40, some women are unable to conceive. Anyway, so you scoff at that thought. Your wife literally laughs about it. But you decide to trust God. And just like the angel had said, your son is born and you name him Isaac. As Isaac is growing up, God sees how much you love him. Then one day he decides to test you. So he tells you, take your son up a certain mountain and go offer him as a sacrifice. Now, you don't even question that. You take up your son. Very early the next morning, you guys wake up. You have everything that is needed for offering the sacrifice. You have the firewood. You have everything that is needed. There's the ropes and all that. And then put them on a donkey, your son on a donkey, and off you go to the mountain where God had asked you to do this. So as you're going there, as you're climbing up, your son looks at you and asks you, Dad, I am seeing everything for this sacrifice we're going to offer to God is there. But where is the actual lamb that we're going to sacrifice? And then you knowing the truth about it, and not even knowing whether what you're about to say is actually the case, it's like a prophetic word you say. God is going to provide. Then when you get there, you bundle up your son, tie him up and put him on the firewood, ready to slaughter him as a sacrifice. And then right there, God calls out to you and tells you, stop, look behind you. And there, just like you had said to your son, is the lamb. Now, this is exactly what happened to Abraham. I was just giving you like a rough, you know, summary of the things that happened, but it is actually something that did happen. And you can refer to that story in the book of Genesis. But what I really want to talk about is, and what I've always been thinking about, is that awkward conversation the son and his father were having after the failed attempt to sacrifice him. Can you imagine that awkward silence, maybe, where he was walking down with his son? And the son is probably looking at him and he's thinking, gosh, what kind of a father do I have? He was actually about to sacrifice me. Or what was all that about? 1 minute he's about to sacrifice me and then the next minute there's a lamb there. Was he trying to trick me to see whether I trust him? Or what do you think these two people are talking about? Every time I think about this, I'm always left without words. But here is the thing. Looking at it from another angle, there's one thing that comes to mind, that there are many things God is going to tell you to do. Not all of them will actually make sense to you or to anybody around you. The only thing you're supposed to do is, once you know for sure that it is God who has asked you to do something, just step out in faith, totally trusting that he knows what he's asking you to do and trusting his process. What I have come to discover personally is that when those instructions are so tough, when those instructions seem not to be making sense to anybody else other than you, those are the instructions that when you obey them, the results are massive. See what happened to Abraham after that. Today, we are his lineage because he obeyed what God asked him to do. Don't be afraid to obey what God asks you to do. It may not make sense. It may be tough, yes. But trust that the person who's asking you to do this knows exactly what he's asking you to do. Trust him. Trust the process. But most importantly, don't forget that he has a good plan for your life. And it's definitely not to harm you, but to prosper you, like he says in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. Something else. Don't try to seek advice from people about things that God has told you to do. Half of them might actually, try to discourage you or even disappoint you or even confuse you. Can you imagine what would have happened if Abraham had told his wife Sarah, by the way, tomorrow morning we're going up that mountain there. I'll be going with your son to go and sacrifice him because that's what God has told me to do. I, as a woman, my husband came and told me something that crazy. It does not matter which God it is. I don't think I would have something very positive to tell him. And I think that's the wisdom that Abraham had. He decided, I'm not even going to tell my wife about this. I guess he used wisdom. I guess he knew what she can take and what she can't. And here's the other thing I always ask myself. What if God hadn't provided that lamb and he had ended up actually killing his son and offering him as a sacrifice? What would he have told his wife? What conversation would they have been having? Would they have had after this? You know, some things are really difficult. Some things are really tough. But, like I said, there are many things that even I, God, has asked me to do severally. And most of them didn't make sense at first. But when I look back, I'm grateful that I actually obeyed that voice. Now I am where I am because I obeyed his voice. Do what God tells you to do, even when it seems tough. Actually, I should say that again. Just do what God asks you to do, especially when it sounds, when it looks like it's really tough, and especially when it doesn't even make sense, especially to you. I've used the word especially severally for emphasis. There are times when things God will tell you to do won't make sense at all. The best you can do to yourself, one, keep it to yourself, two, obey quickly before you change your mind or before the devil comes in and starts telling you those are your own thoughts. And three, trust the process, but most importantly, trust the owner of the process. And that is the God who created you and who instructed you. Just obey.